I don't know what it means, you know, but, you know, when you playing football growing up, you know, when the weather start getting nasty, more so the rain, you run the ball. So, you know, if let's see if this is the same philosophy in the NFL.
You look forward to that time? You look forward to when it's sloppy? And
I think them games be fun, you know, messy fields, you know, tractions and all that stuff. I think them be the best games.
Why do you think this team, I know you've only been here a year and a half, why do you think this team is so good in the cold and has been traditionally?
Because we practice in it every day. No, I don't know. You know, I think this team is just going to be good no matter what weather we play in.
Well, aren't you kind of frustrated by the fact you haven't gotten the end zone?
Mm-mm. Yeah, you know, you see the victories we have, you know. I can't be upset. You know, as long as we winning, I'm happy. You know, even though I ain't reached the end zone, everybody want to reach the end zone. You know, I feel like my time is coming sooner than later, you know. But as long as we keep winning, I don't care if I never make it to the end zone.
Lawrence, do you like being the bad guy, being the big bully on the block, the team that everyone hates and despises, envies?
I wouldn't say we're the bad guys, but, you know, it is fun being us. You know, you see how many people that always want to talk about us and say this about us and say that, you know. It's kind of funny.
What's the level of confidence on this team
now? The confidence is still where it needs to be. You know, we still know we got to come in, game out, and play our best football, especially the second half. We got a lot of football left, and we know we just got to play our A game.
Where are you at physically? Are you 100%? Are you ready to take the ball the rest of the way?
I'm feeling good. You know, I'm definitely feeling good. I felt like the bye week was well needed, you know, give my body a chance to rest and to get back to normal, you know, so I'm feeling good about myself right now.
You guys, of course, take it one game at a time and you concentrate on the corner to hand, but do you understand the national hype and why the national media and everybody's excited about this team?
Not really. I think they're putting too much emphasis on us. You know, okay, we 9-0, but, you know, we still got a second half of the season left, so we ain't did nothing special yet.
Do you feel like you guys are set running back, or, how would you feel if they brought somebody else in, like Corey?
And you going to make sure you put, like, Corey, huh? Corey Dillon?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I think I'd be happy. It'd be back to the old ways, me and the big fella. Just playing around like always. Would y'all like to see him back in here? Oh, make sure he don't see this. I ain't gonna tell nobody names, but one of the reporters don't like you see this. No, I wouldn't be upset. You know, like I said, I've been in the two-back system my whole college career. You know, I felt like it worked out fine. You know, it takes a lot of pressure off both running backs and still gives you a chance to stay fresh.
You hear that now with Kevin, too. I mean,
yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, they still find ways to work us around, like me, Kevin, Heath, you know, Echo. You know, they find a lot of ways to put us in different positions. Whew, that sun was getting hot over here.
The first Bills game, you guys happy with the way you ran the ball that day?
Yeah, I think we were. You know, we felt like we left a lot of yards out there to be desired. We felt like we just got to play a little better, block a little better, run a little harder.